5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The next story is one of a classic haunted house. Individuals are plagued by unexplained sounds and suspect wildlife, only to discover something very different. Jesse shares the story. This specific story affected my life, my relationships, and my work. I had met a young woman who I started dating. She lived 30 minutes outside of Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I resided. I wanted to move closer to her, so I uprooted myself and moved to Huntington, Indiana. When I first moved there, I was jobless and homeless, so my girlfriend's mother offered me a place to stay, at least until I found a job in my own place. I stayed there a few months and finally found a job, saved up some money, and started looking for a place. I found a two-bedroom duplex and took the second floor. When I moved in, it wasn't in that great of a shape, but it was a cheap rental. This was the beginning of a six-month-long living hell. My friends dubbed the duplex the House on Hill Road. I'd been living there for 2 weeks when I finally settled in and decided to throw a housewarming party. I invited a bunch of friends, including my brother Stephen and my friend Chase. The party had kicked off with lots of drinking, beer pong, King's Cup, and joking, and everyone appeared to be having a good time. I worked a 10-hour shift that day and decided to turn in early. About an hour later, my girlfriend crawled into bed with me. 10 minutes later, I got a knock on my bedroom door. Slightly buzzed and in the middle of intimacy, I was, of course, a little pissed off. So I yelled, "What? I'm busy." It was my brother. Apparently, he and my friend Chase decided to rummage through my attic. He'd been cut on the top of his foot. I opened the door and sure enough, he's bleeding on my damn carpet. "How in the fuck?" I said. He responded, "Bro, I don't know. I didn't even feel it until we came down." I told him to clean that scrape up. "You better not stain my carpet or we're fighting." This is where it gets interesting. The next morning, I got up to discover that many of the partygoers from the night before were passed out everywhere. My brother was up playing Xbox, so I asked him to come up to the attic with me so we could have a look around. The attic is old. It's got the pull-down stairs. I'm 240 pounds, mind you. I wasn't as scared of the attic as I was of that rickety-ass ladder. We got up there and searched around the attic, and it was empty. There was nothing he could have cut himself on, but there was a milk crate over in the corner with papers on it. I went over, took the papers, and went downstairs. I looked through them. Some were unimportant. Two, however, stood out. One was a hand sewing of a church design. The second was page 2 of a letter about reasons why this church was to be built. Nothing too strange was in this letter, so I just put them to the side and went on with my hangover. I had two pit bulls at the time named Mia and Dozer. Shortly after I discovered the papers, they decided to rip them apart. That's when shit hit the fan. I instantly noticed a change in atmosphere. The house felt heavy, ominous, and just all around wrong. The first night the activity started, my girlfriend and I were on the couch watching the boob tube. Suddenly, we heard what sounded like someone jumping as high as they could, then slamming their feet onto the ceiling. This scared the crap out of us. Then we heard dragging across the floor like heavy furniture. My girlfriend looked at me. Maybe it's a raccoon. I gave that look like, really? That's a big damn raccoon. And is he moving in? If so, he's paying rent, I said. This went on for a few weeks, sometimes two nights in a row, then would stop for a night or two. Then I started noticing weird occurrences, things missing or moved. We'd find them later in random spots, just unexplained events. I'm pretty into the paranormal. I was part of a ghost hunting crew in Georgia, and I've had these types of events my entire life. So I thought to myself, great, I live in another haunted house. After about 2 months there, things got progressively worse. My girlfriend and I started fighting more. I became more aggressive, more angry. It's like my personality shifted. I wasn't sleeping well. I'd wake up to slams, things being thrown in the kitchen, and unexplained voices. One night, we had another party with several friends, and we all had left to get some booze. When we got back, I went into the bathroom while everyone beelined for the living room. I did my business, and when I came back into the living room, everyone was staring at my TV, which was off. I asked, "What the hell are you freaks doing?" My girlfriend said to me, "Jesse, there are little kids' handprints all over your screen." Sure enough, they were covering my screen, probably the size of 5 or 6 year olds' hands. My daughter at the time was 8 months old. It sure wasn't her. I cleaned off the TV and tried to have a good night, thinking I'd just ignore it until I could sort it out. Well, that blew up in my face like a damn grenade. 2 weeks later, I was leaving for Fort Wayne and had forgotten something. I ran up the stairs to get it. I headed to the bathroom, and as I entered, I heard what sounded like a little kid running across my kitchen floor, giggling. I wasn't about to stick around. I grabbed my stuff and double-timed it out. Never spoke of it to my girl. At about the 4 or 5 month mark of living in this house, it started to get darker. I was changing. I'd closed myself off. I became really mean and threatening to my girlfriend. She said I was saying horrible things to her in my sleep, yelling at her and calling her nasty names. I've never been like that, and since I left the house, I never have been again. One night, I had a buddy stay over. We decided to stay up and play some video games and drink. Normal 24-year-old stuff. I finally got tired and decided to hit the rack. I slept on the couch, him on the floor. I was almost out when all of a sudden he jumps up screaming like he was being attacked. It scared the crap out of me. I asked what happened and he said, "I was lying here and heard a deep growl above my head. I thought it was the dogs, but when I looked up, this massive black shadow was in your hallway. I'm out, dude." He left at 3 a.m. and went home. At this point, I was so used to it, I just went to sleep. Well, a few nights later, I was lying on the floor watching TV when I heard the growling. I jumped up, and at this point, I was pissed. I started screaming, "Show yourself!" and calling it all sorts of names. I got what I wished for. Up to this day, it still haunts me. I heard a noise come from my daughter's room. I ran in there, and standing over my daughter's crib, I found this massive black form. Luckily, my daughter wasn't there. She was at her mom's. I was frozen. I've been dealing with the paranormal a long time. Never had I experienced anything like this. Suddenly, it just disappeared. I feel like it showed itself in that room to say, "Keep taunting me and I'll show you what I can do." A week later, I moved back to Fort Wayne, never to be plagued by this again.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details. Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.